troubles will be over.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles. We're going to be looking today at John 15, starting at verse number 1. That is John 15, verse number 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Here the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. He's speaking to believers. He says, I am the true vine. Think about that. The true vine. It is the vine that imparts life to the branches. It is the vine that gives life that produces fruit. And so Jesus says to you and I who are believers, I am the true vine. And so it speaks of two things here. First of all, spiritual life, the new birth, can only come from Jesus. Remember when Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit? Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You have your first birth. You had earthly parents. But that second birth, being born again, the new birth, is about that spiritual birth. And so the first thing that we learn when Jesus says, I am the true vine, there is only one way for you to have spiritual life, and it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is only one way for you to have everlasting life, to be able to go to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He was saying exactly what he stated here in John 15, verse number 1. I am the true vine. Now, the second thing that we learn, once we're saved, there is a change that takes place. Because that spiritual life begins when you put your faith and trust in Jesus. If any man be in Christ, the Bible says, he is a new creature. The old way of life passes away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, Paul put it this way in Ephesians 2:1. He said, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in times past, in the past, you walked according to the course of this world. You followed the children of disobedience. You had your conversation in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But you see, when you have spiritual life, there is a change that takes place. John said, a sinner will practice sin. A saved person will practice righteousness. In 1 John 3:10, he said, in this are the children of God and the children of the devil manifest. And so Jesus says, I am the true vine. But he goes on to say, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And so there's three conditions for fruitful life. That's what we're going to look at today. Three conditions for fruitful life. You know, when a person trusts Jesus, his life changes. Whether it be the woman of Samaria, whether it be Saul, who later was known as the Apostle Paul, whether it was Zacchaeus, a man that was a thief, a tax collector that took money that was not his, but later he trusted Jesus. There was a change that took place in their lives. I think the woman of Samaria is one of the most interesting ones. She had five husbands, and the one she was living with was not her husband. When Jesus told her who he was and that she needed salvation, her life changed so drastically that the Samaritans believed on Jesus because of her testimony. Fruit. How do I have a fruitful life? How will this fruit affect me, my family, those that I love? Today, a lot of times you'll see a family going to church, but their children don't continue in it. There's a change that takes place. Many times I'll have people ask me, what happened? We didn't start this way, but look how we ended up. Now, look, there are going to be setbacks. There will be problems. There are valleys. And this first part here, every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. God deals with you and I who are believers. When there's something in our life that isn't quite right, just like you go to the tree and you prune it, you cut it back, that limb isn't exactly what it needs to be. Maybe there's a little bit of disease in it and you cut it away. Well, that's what the Lord does with us. And so he says, ye are clean through the word. If the only time you read the Bible is when you're in church, friend, you're not going to be very fruitful. You need the Bible every day. You need that spiritual food every day. And he uses that word of God to reveal sin, to reveal that which is right, the principles of right, that we might apply in our life, those things that need to be applied, that we might have a successful, fruitful life. And so here he states, look, he, through his word, works this cleansing. All right? So trials sometimes will come our way, tribulation sometimes. And God uses that to get our attention. Oh, sometimes we are focusing on that which really doesn't matter. And God wants us to focus on him, his word, his promises. And through those trials, we get back on track and God is able to work in and through us. That's why he says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Daniel was not hurt by all the trials that he had to go through when he was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar and brought to the Babylonian kingdom. No, because you see, he focused on the Lord. He focused on the word of God. And God was able to produce much fruit in Daniel's life. Now, the abide in me and I abide in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. You can't separate the branch from the vine. If you do that, it'll die. You'll die spiritually. You say, well, I can live without God 6 days a week. Well, that's separating the branch from the vine. You need him 24/7. You need him when you're getting up. You need him before you're going to bed. And so what he's saying here is you need to abide in me. Unceasing consciousness of God's will, of God's way, of God's purpose. Once again, the cleansing and the abiding cannot be done without the word of God. Think about that. And so I will have no unknown sin. I will have no known sin unjudged or unconfessed. I will have no interest into which he cannot be brought. I will have no life into which he can not share with me. You see? And now, the final one is obedience. Think about this. Obedience. He says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Obedience. Continue in my love. The motivation for obedience is recognize his love that he had for you. Let me just say this in closing. It is impossible without the cleansing and without the abiding to obey. That's why it's this order. There is nothing that is too hard for you to do. As John put it, there are no commandments in God's word that should be grievous to the believer if he loves God. And the outcome will be fruit. Friend, today, what you need, what your family needs, what your marriage needs is fruit in your Christian life. You need fruit, and there's only one way to have that fruit. John 15 has the answers. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here at Mowbridge, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, 1:30 afternoon service, and then Wednesday prayer and Bible study at 7:30. You are invited to the New Freedom Baptist Church at Mowbridge.
Weary and so sore.